Let's move back up now to, is there someone here for 1037, revised rulemaking authority for credit insurance? Randy, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm, you bet.
Just wonder how these things get out of the house.
Doesn't make you wonder.
It is the lower body.
I passed that around.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 1037 is a bill that deals with the rulemaking authority in our credit insurance chapter of the insurance code. And the reason we are bringing this bill is that when we did our last set of credit rules here last year on credit life and credit health insurance, we were advised by LRC that we could, that our rulemaking authority in the current law could use some beefing up. And so we drafted House Bill 1037. We thought that this was a relatively simple issue and have recently found out. Matter of fact, I just saw yesterday a draft proposal that basically would constitute a hoghouse amendment to the bill and go with some different standards for credit unemployment and credit property, which are the other two types of credit insurance which we have not yet addressed by rule but intend to do so. Quite frankly, we're think we should, could and should we proceed with rules whether we pass 1037 or not. But we think that 1037 is a good bill. It certainly clarifies what our rulemaking authority is and should go forward. There's really, we don't believe there's any reason not to. I did pass you a handout, and I just want to see, just show the committee what we're dealing with credit property and credit unemployment and the nature of the problem. If you look at this, the latest survey, and this comes from actual data submitted by insurance companies, the NAIC, is the loss ratios for South Dakota and other states for credit unemployment and credit property. You can see that the loss ratios and credit unemployment, we were dead last. They paid back a whole 3.7 cents on each premium dollar back in claims. I think we obviously need to do something. Likewise, in credit property, we weren't a whole lot better. We were in the teens there. And historically, we looked at, we've even gone back and required all the companies to submit some historical data to see if the, this is just a recent reverse spike or something like that. And quite frankly, the trend for a number of years is that these two lines of insurance loss ratios never even got to the 20s, even over a long, long period. There's been a long-standing problem with these things being overpriced, and we simply need to do something about it. The 1037 will better enable us to do so. Like I said, we're going to try and proceed regardless, but we urge your passage of 1037 and be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Further questions of Randy? Further proponents of House Bill 1037? Further proponents? Are there opponents of House Bill 1037?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is John Brown. I represent the South Dakota Consumer Finance Association. That association is made up of small loan companies, primarily Household Financial and Wells Fargo Financial would be examples of companies that that are included within the Consumer Finance Association. Obviously, from the financial standpoint, they're concerned about legislation dealing with credit types of insurance. I have to start my presentation, as I've been told you never should, with an apology, and I'd like to apologize to the committee and to the Division of Insurance and other interested parties regarding this subject that our involvement is coming at such a late date on this matter, but our folks have reviewed House Bill 1037 and are concerned that it is overbroad in its grant of authority for rulemaking to the department. I have no argument that the department has indicated that they brought this forward because LRC has indicated that they need to have better designated their rulemaking authority for these type of rules, and I have no particular argument with that. However, the rules, the laundry list of items that they've included there are pretty much all-inclusive, and we're concerned lack adequate standards for the delegation of that rulemaking authority to the department. I have, or my the people I represent have prepared some amendments, essentially a hoghouse amendment to the bill, which would address our concerns with the bill. And I did not get this particular amendment until yesterday. I did meet with the division and with Randy, and we tried to work out our differences. We were not able to do that at this point. I'm not saying that we wouldn't be able to perhaps work out our differences, but we were not able to reach anything that we could bring before you today. Before I go any further, I would also like to say that I've given copies of this substitute, this hoghouse amendment, to those parties who I believe were interested in this. I was asked by the South Dakota Bankers Association if I would ask the committee to defer this so that they'd have an opportunity to look at this further. I wasn't able to get this to them until just this morning, so they've not had an opportunity to look in detail. And obviously, again, the Bankers Association would have a very definite interest in this bill. The hoghouse amendment is not drafted in LRC form, but I think it's shows you what our intent is with respect to this, and it wouldn't be difficult to put in the proper form for adoption if that was the committee's choice. I would like to go through that briefly. Section 1 of the bill, and I don't think that there's any disagreement with the division over this, includes, and that I see that language isn't underlined, but it includes credit property insurance under the section dealing with the purpose of the chapter. I think that would only be proper to clarify that that is included in here. Section 2 of the bill provides for a definition of credit property insurance. I think that's a very primary concern of ours, that if credit property insurance is going to be subject to regulation, that there ought to be a definition as to what that credit property insurance is, and not left simply to the Division of Insurance to define. An area we differ with the division on in that particular provision is the very last sentence, where our provision indicates that credit property insurance does not include what primarily deal with titled vehicles. We think that is an area that is not properly regulated under the credit property insurance. It ought to be regulated in its own particular area. In fact, and it's my understanding what the department would like to do in this regard is deal with what are credit or placed coverage or forced coverage issues.
John, let me break you in just a minute. You know, we are going to have a meeting on Tuesday now. We aren't going to get through the calendar, you know, I thought we might, but we are not going to. And so, you know, for time and for expediency, we can defer this bill if you want to work with a bank.
If you wish to defer it, I could waive any further remarks to give other people an opportunity to look at it.
Might as well wait and see if you guys can come to some agreement, and if you can, fine. If you can't, then we might as well just move on.
Before I break off, I'd only like to highlight, I've already identified the one area where we had a difference with the division. I think the only other area, they would like a further listing of those areas where they could set rules in. Our problem with that is, in the area of definition, and we're uncomfortable with that, but I'll leave it with that, and if it's your choice to defer action on this, certainly be available.
Is there anyone that could not come back on Tuesday on 10:37? We're going to defer that so they can work on that and see if they can come to some agreement. So we will defer that bill. How about...